This is MSO News Sports, and baseball insider Andy Carboni is joining us here. Andy, welcome. Thanks for taking time to join us here today.
Oh, my pleasure, Bill. Anytime. It's always time to talk about the Local 9.
All right, but the Local 9 are not doing so well. What do you got for us here today?
Well, last night the Sox were up their third straight, falling 5-4 to the Reds at Fenway. Masataka Yoshida and Manuel Valdez hit home runs in the losing cause. Josh Winkowski was charged with the loss after allowing 3 unearned runs in an inning and a third of relief. Sox wrap up this 3-game series with the Reds tonight at 7-10. Chris Sale will be on the mound. After the loss, the Sox fall to 28-27 on the season. That's good for last place in the AL East. Now 10.5 games behind the first place Rays. Sox now tied with the Mariners, 4.5 games behind the Astros for the American League's final wildcard spot. So what's up for the Red Sox next, you ask? Well, simple. The first place Rays come to town for a 4-game series starting tomorrow night.
Ouch. Well, the Red Sox have a winning record, but they're in last place in that American League East. So who knows what's going on here, right?
Yeah. Well, it's a tough division, that's for sure, Bill. No question about it.
All right. What do we have here for Red Sox news from the past week, if you will? Not good news, but what do we got?
Well, it started off pretty good since last we spoke. On Friday, the Red Sox headed to Arizona to play the Diamondbacks and won on Friday 7-2. Chris Sale picking up his 5th win of the season, allowing 1 run over 5 innings. Kike Hernandez hit a 2-run homer in that one. Then on Saturday, the Red Sox doubled up the Diamondbacks 2-1. Garrett Whitlock got the win, allowing 1 run in 5 innings in his first start off the injured list. But then things took a turn on Sunday as the Diamondbacks beat the Red Sox 4-2. Tanner Houck giving up 4 runs in 4 innings. And then the Sox were off on Monday, heading home to play the Reds. And that started on Tuesday as the Sox lost 9-8. The Sox did score 5 runs at the bottom of the ninth to make it interesting, but that really didn't help the cause too much. Brian Bayo got the start. He took the loss, allowing a run over 4 innings of work.
You know, Andy, I know maybe a month ago I challenged you to try to tell us where former Red Sox players are and what they are doing, and you've been doing that. You don't have to do it every week, but you do have an update for us this week on those former Red Sox players, right?
Yeah, I certainly do, Bill, and all the numbers I'm going to give you from these former Sox players, you'd say, the Red Sox could use these players in the lineup right now, that's for sure. We'll start things off with Xander Bogaerts, the Padres. He's batting .257, 7 home runs, 20 RBI. Mookie Betts, the Dodgers. His average is now up to .252 with 13 home runs, 33 runs batted in. J.D. Martinez heating up as well for the Dodgers. He's up to .278, 12 home runs, 39 RBI. And turning to the pitching side, Nathan Eovaldi, the Rangers. He is 7-2 with a 2.42 ERA. And Michael Wacha, who was in the Sox rotation last year, he's now with the Padres. He's 5-1. His ERA at 3.45.
You know, Andy, every week you share with us, what's happened on this day in Red Sox history. I'm wondering if there's a day ever in Red Sox history where they never won. But on June 1st, there is a day where they did win. So tell us about that.
They certainly did, Bills. Back in 2014, first pitch this afternoon, Nesson Plus comes your way at 1 o'clock, so you can have your lunch with the Local 9. John Lester tosses a 7-inning shutout. Brock Holt goes 4-for-4. He tied a major league record in this game with 4 doubles in a game. He also drove in a pair of runs and stole a base.
You know, it's funny. Brock Holt is one of those players that he doesn't necessarily – I mean, to me, he stands out. But he had some interesting games as a Red Sox player, you know, right?
He certainly did, as well as hitting for the cycle in the American League Championship Series game against the Yankees. He was definitely a valuable piece of the Red Sox over the years in that utility role.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love utility players. I mean, I just love them. Back, my very first was Jerry Adair, and from 1967. But all right, so we digress. So, what do you have for us for Major League Baseball news in 2023 from this past week?
Well, Phillies closer and former Red Sox closer Craig Kimbrell became the 8th pitcher in history to record 400 saves. He did it against the Braves last Friday. Sox closer Kenley Jansen, as you remembered, reached that milestone back on May 10th. And the interesting note, both pitchers, of course, pitched for the Red Sox. They've also both pitched for the Braves in their career, and they both picked up career save number 400 in Atlanta.
Hmm. And the Braves were once in Boston. I don't know if that means anything, if you're going to carry this any further, but whatever, right?
It all comes around one big circle.
All right, there you go. All right, any other Major League Baseball news to share with us other than the big 400 stuff?
Well, White Sox closer Liam Hendricks hopes to get the 400 saves at some point in his career. He's officially back. He was activated by the team before its home series that started against the Angels on Monday. Hendricks was diagnosed with stage 4 non-Hodgkin lymphoma back in January. He finished chemotherapy in early April, and he announced 2 weeks later he was in remission. The 34-year-old went 4-4 last year, 37 saves, and a 2.81 ERA. And staying on the health front, Alex Rodriguez is encouraging Americans to regularly visit the dentist following a gum disease diagnosis. A-Rod says the dentist caught his gum disease at an early stage, and A-Rod says he never chewed tobacco during his career. The CDC says nearly half of American adults over the age of 30 have some form of gum disease. It's more common in people after the age of 65.
Yeah, it's funny, Andy. I was on my laptop yesterday, and when I open up my laptop, this one page comes up with a bunch of news stories, and I don't think I ever programmed that, but one of them was the Alex Rodriguez medical story, and they tease you as to what it is, and I wanted to look at it, but I needed to do something else at that moment, and I never got back to it. So now you're telling me that this medical story with Alex Rodriguez is gum disease. It's unbelievable, yeah.
It's funny you say that because a friend of mine sent me a text message with a link to the story, and I opened it up, and I'm waiting to see something big happening. And I look at it, and I wrote back to him, is this news? What is this all about? Why do we need to know this? So I figured, well, what the heck, we'll throw it into the Baseball Insider Report for a good laugh.
I mean, what do we got here? Mickey Mantle suffered from, had pimples. I mean, what's the next breaking headline here?
A-Rod always looking for his 15 minutes. That's for sure.
Oh well, good. I hope. I mean, I'm not making light of gum disease, by the way, but so hopefully he can he caught it in time, if you will, so to speak.
Yeah.
And we'll start flossing, if nothing else. So, I mean, you're winning all these championships, and you're not flossing. That's on you, to be quite honest, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Andy. So now we got this Red Sox situation. It's a week ago the team was not blowing it out of the ballpark, so to speak, but they were like a half game within wild card contention. What's your take on where we are at right now, albeit June 1?
Well, to be totally honest with you, Bill, I mean, this is a 500 team at best, and it's going to be up and downs that we're going to see like this. I really don't see this team making a big run, obviously, for a division championship by all means. Maybe they'll hang around in the wild card race for a while, but obviously there are issues with this team that haven't really been addressed, and sometimes they come to the forefront a little more often than not with what's been going on, what we're seeing. Sometimes the lineup is hitting like crazy, and then they go into spurts of they can't get out of their own way, and the bullpen's had some issues. Starting pitching's been a little better, but it had some problems early on.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a mishmash of what we got going on, and if they've reached 500 for the season, I think that's a win-win for the Red Sox. I just don't see them being much better than that, if not worse.
Yeah, and that will not get them into the postseason, and won't get them far in the postseason anyways, even if they were to somehow or other qualify. But having said that, they can make some hay if they can knock off Tampa Bay this week, right?
So, oh, yeah, four-game sweep, right back in the mix, and everyone's all excited. But
yeah, and that's what happens in baseball. That's the thing about it. Anything else, Andy, that you want to share with us about Major League? I'll tell you what to you would be the what's the team to watch this year? Every year there's usually somebody a bit different to watch. What team should we be watching this year?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think the teams to kind of pay attention to in the American League is in the Baltimore Orioles. Upstart young team. They're only three games behind the Rays at this point, second place in the AL East. They've been kind of building and building with young talent over the last few years, obviously being toward the bottom of the standings. But now that young talent's coming together and they are putting it together, and, they're a force now in the American League, certainly not a team to take lightly, that's for sure. And, it's good for the Orioles fans. They've been down for quite a while, so now they can maybe put some more people back in Camden Yards and make it the full house it used to be when that stadium first opened up.
Yeah, those were the days. You're right. All right, Andy, great talking with you. Great information, and we will talk again soon.
We will.
All right, there he is, Baseball Insider Andy Carbone with us here on MSONewsSports.com.